Following the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, big tech companies accelerated deplatforming. That is the process of permanently removing extremists from their sites. But those extremists are quickly adjusting to this clampdown. NPR investigative correspondent Tim Mack has more on the so-called alt tech and how young extremists are adapting to this new era. And just a note for our listeners, this story does contain details that some will find offensive.
Alt-tech is a term used to describe the sort of clone technology that is being used by extremists to get around deplatforming. The techniques are not particularly sophisticated, but show a resourcefulness among those who have been marginalized by mainstream companies. A prime example of this transition is the story of Nick Fuentes, one of the most prominent young far-right extremists in America today.
I think Nick Fuentes, with his youth and his tech savvy, is emblematic of a whole new generation of white supremacists who have sprung up really from the online space.
That's Heidi Beirich, the co-founder of the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism.
So we have a whole new generation of extremists that we didn't have before. And we know there are a lot of young people online in white supremacist networks. They talk about their age and so on.
Fuentes live streams a pro-Trump online show called America First, and his segments have included racist comments, like what you're about to hear.
You know, if blacks have a grievance against America, I get it, but then go somewhere else. Or better yet, if you have a grievance against America, then why is it offensive when I don't consider you a full American? Why is that hateful?
His ideas are important to hear because they did help drive some of the actions during the Capitol riots. One of the young people arrested after the events on January 6th had founded a student group at UCLA inspired by Fuentes. Fuentes originally used the live streaming site Twitch, but he was banned from that, so he moved on. After the insurrection, Fuentes was kicked off of DLive, a live streaming video service that was already considered a very permissive platform. So Fuentes developed a new platform for himself, a novel solution held together by duct tape and alligator clips. Megan Squire is a professor of computer science at Elon University, studying online extremism.
I looked in the source code. Long story short, he had rigged up a system where he was secretly streaming on YouTube. So he had this website that looked like it was his. That's why the quality looks so good.
Fuentes was forced offline for a few days after his jerry-rigged YouTube system was halted. Then he came back online with a solution. Here he is streaming again this month on his own platform.
Well, initially, it was a struggle even to get back on a live stream because, you know, to be honest, I had been working on a streaming alternative for about a year.
And last week, he nodded to how important this new technology is to his survival and his movement.
The sky is falling, right? And we're hanging on for dear life, and we're going to survive off the platforms. We're entering a totally new chapter in the movement and on the internet as a whole.
But it's not just about the movement. It's also about the money. DLive was one of the key places where people like Fuentes could raise funds. Squire did a deep dive into fundraising by alt-right personalities and found that over a nine-month period, Fuentes managed to raise $113,000 through daily streaming sessions. A user by the name of Baked Alaska, who live-streamed the Capitol attack, raised close to $20,000 during this same period.
It's mostly small donations, but there are mega donors in this community. There are guys that just give thousands and thousands of dollars.
Fuentes was banned from PayPal, then his source of fundraising at DLive. But with his new platform, he's already raising funds from donations and selling merchandise. So is deplatforming just a hopeless, endless game of whack-a-mole in the broader spread of domestic extremism? Here's Dean Freelon, a professor at UNC Chapel Hill who studies digital media and politics.
Deplatforming works excessively well, especially if you consider that one of the main purposes of the alt-right and other far-right individuals when they're on social media, is to attract new members. So if you remove somebody from a major social networking site where they can recruit people, that actually, in a significant way, reduces their capacity to do that.
But that may not be enough to fully halt the momentum of extremists like Nick Fuentes. Fuentes and his supporters recently held an in-person conference in Florida.
This is a truly special event.
Promoted heavily online, bringing what started in the virtual world into real-world networking. Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar was the keynote speaker. This merging of new tech and old-school techniques to build a movement poses new challenges for all those seeking to counter his ideas. Tim Mak, NPR News.